At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Got a lot to cover today, and I'm throwing it all out the window because I just want to clear the, whatever this is, the stage for a guest that hopped on Zoom with us to talk about Give Big Day. Today is Tuesday. Give Big Day is today. It's a chance to donate to a ton of charities around the greater Western Washington area, maybe even Washington State, and it's 2 days long this year because of COVID-19. Today and tomorrow. Roger Levesque, former Seattle Sounders FC player, gave up soccer, went back to school, learned about entrepreneurship and community building, and has put those skills to use so much that now the Give Big folks have asked him to be a champion for the cause. He came in and talked to us today without further transition. Enjoy, Roger Levesque. And another intro. I didn't think this out very well. Play that mouth music. Very excited to have one-time Seattle Sounders FC player and now super cool dude for forever. It's Roger Levesque joining us today. Hi, Roger.
Good morning, Gregor. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, dude. Glad you could join us via Zoom since none of us can get together in person right now. I guess let's start with just some of the simple stuff, Roger. How you holding up? Where are you at? Where are you quarantining? You okay?
Yeah, doing all right. I'm here in Seattle, living with fiance Lauren, and so we've been quarantining together, which has been great. Not at each other's throats quite yet. We'll see how the next few weeks play out.
It's a good test for being married, right?
Yeah, exactly. And things have been going okay. You know, I think making sure family, friends are healthy, everyone's doing all right. That's kind of first and foremost on my mind. And I'm actually doing a really good job of a better job of connecting with people than I had previously. Like I'm Zoom FaceTime with my mom every day.
Oh, cool.
It's almost like we're living together for better, for worse. And so she's back in Maine. And so that's been a silver lining, I would say, about this whole thing.
Other than FaceTiming your mom every day, what have you been doing that you otherwise maybe wouldn't have time for? Cooking or karate or something like that?
Yeah, I wish I'd gotten into karate. I don't quite have enough space. I'd be breaking things around here. Doing a lot of running. Yeah, probably be doing that anyway, though. It's been a passion since I've stopped playing soccer. And so a little less time on the trail, staying closer to home, but it's given, given me time to explore the neighborhood. So the Ravenna neighborhood, like the back of my hand at this point. All the animals, you know, where the dogs are, you know, the mean cat who hisses at you right next door. His name's Leo, by the way. Watch out. You're on 54th Street in Ravenna.
Are you a fan of Death Cab for Cutie? Have you seen Ben Gibbard, who spent 9 hours one day running to all the different music venues across the Seattle area?
Yes, and he's also done a Dick's Burger running challenge in the Seattle area. Him and some friends got together and literally ran connecting the dots between Dick's Burgers in Seattle. Burger, I don't know what they ate. I don't know if it was burger fries and milkshake or maybe just a burger.
Maybe at the end.
Yeah, I passed on that challenge. But we have come across each other a few times, run some of the same ultra marathons, some of the same races. And actually both signed up for a 100-mile race out of Easton, Washington, Cascade Crest, at the end of August.
Oh, boy. Let's hope we're all hanging out and doing things like that again by then. That'd be nice.
I know. Fingers crossed, right? The other thing, so in addition to running, the other thing that I've taken on that is new, I've actually been building some stuff. And I'm not handy at all. I didn't grow up making things. I mean, other than the Legos and the constructs. Lauren and I decided to put together a little garden, some herbs and some tomatoes and strawberries, as I think everybody else has, as they're looking for stuff to do. And I've built a few planter boxes, which are holding up right now, but we'll see how it goes. We got some broccoli in one, and then we have oregano. Some chives, and then maybe some thyme, lemon thyme. Yeah.
So that's fun. So that's it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was. It was a good project. And now looking for more. You know, I think building stuff and creating things, I mean, that was one of the things that I got into and was really most excited about after I stopped playing soccer. I went back to business school, took a lot of entrepreneurship classes. And then, you know, my path since then has been worked with the Sounders for a little bit, building out community outreach programs, and hence my involvement in Give Big. And then most recently was worked for a sports technology company, building equipment to better protect head injuries. So
oh, wow.
I really love building things, and that's where my path is headed. But with these planter boxes, actually, you know, getting out there and doing something physical and seeing it come together, and now walking out on the, you know, our front porch every morning with a cup of coffee and checking to make sure the squirrels didn't get into the strawberries overnight. And just like, this is kind of cool.
That sounds amazing. That's really cool. I've been digging around the garden for no reason for weeks now. Just like, well, let's go out and see if there's any more weeds that have grown. That'll be something to do. Yeah. Should we water some more? Okay, great.
Yeah, I know. Are you growing stuff? Are you growing veggies or herbs or flowers?
We're going to, we got the tomato starters coming up here. That's the only thing that we're going to do. We keep killing all our stuff when we try and grow it every year. So we're going to try and focus on one thing instead of a bunch and see what happens. But we planted tulip bulbs this year and those came up real nice. And I just set a bunch of ladybugs out to feast on the aphids that are around and stuff. And that's real fun. That was especially when a 2-year-old is involved and he gets to watch the ladybugs. That was neat. And so,
yeah. Where do you get ladybugs?
You go to the, like, you can, so we had our garbage disposal die. And so you got to go to the hardware store to replace it. And they have in the gardening section, you can go and find a little, it looks like a little butter tub full of ladybugs. And you take them in at night. You release them, and when it's cooler out at nighttime, they don't want to fly away because they're the dangers of the night that are around. So they crawl up into the trees and hide, and in the process, they eat all your aphids and stuff like that. And then maybe the next day, they pass on to the next house or whatever. So it's my whole neighborhood has got ladybugs everywhere, I'm sure. People are like, whoa, ladybug! And I'm like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and then good luck for everybody if it lands on them. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody wins.
It is fun to watch a 2-year-old get terrified by a ladybug landing on him, though. It like, lands on his shirt, and he's like, it's a tiny ladybug, don't worry.
They're cute.
Yeah, they're super cute. So he's taken to them, which is nice. How do you make that decision in the middle of your playing career to just switch gears and go back to school?
Yeah, I played for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm mostly with the Sounders, you know, a little bit of time in San Jose at the start of my career. And it was played with the USL team for a long time and honestly thought that was going to be it. And MLS coming into town, which is unbelievable, you know, what the Sounders are at this point, you know, 10 years into the MLS campaign and being the team of the MLS's team of the decade. Just, I mean, truly amazing. And that was that kind of renewed when I made the MLS team and had a chance to play at that level. You know, I never thought I'd have that chance, you know, once I had was playing with the USL team. So had a chance to do that for 3.5 years or so. I mean, that first team, it's cool because right now, I mean, even though there aren't Sounders games, which is, you know, crushing, yeah. They're playing replays and of old games. And one of the games that they've played is on TV is that inaugural match, which is, you know, just, I mean, the group of players and those relationships and the friends that I made with that team was, will last forever. And so right around the time that I had tried to think about what was next, the team started to change and shift a little bit. You know, a lot of those guys had moved on. Some had retired, some had moved to other teams. And the more I thought about next steps and what was, what was exciting to me, and it was, you know, stepping away from the playing field, at least. 2 years at business school was University of Washington Foster School of Business was amazing, but I never really, I'm still in Seattle. I never really left the Sounders organization, you know, taking a full-time job, driving community outreach efforts, when I finished with business school. And then over the years being involved in, specific marketing campaigns, as we try and stir the pot with the Portland Timbers, and now, it continues with my involvement with the Rave Foundation, which is Seattle, the Sounders' philanthropic arm, official philanthropic arm, and GiveBig. So, even though I stopped playing soccer, and I haven't really gone away, and still, I mean, the organization, the game, I mean, I love every little bit of it, and the opportunity to continue to make an impact through the sport and as part of the Sounders family is near and dear to my heart.
So you've been tagged now to become an off-the-field champion for Give Big, which you've mentioned a couple times. Tell us, what is Give Big and what is Give Big Day and all of it kind of together?
Give Big is an online fundraiser that started, I think, 10 years ago or just over 10 years ago. And the Sounders have been involved right from the start. But it's traditionally, it's been one day of giving online donations to support charities, nonprofits in Washington, both here in Seattle and across the state. And it's been a huge revenue generator for nonprofits. I'm talking nonprofits across the board. Anything you're interested in, any group that's helping people or, you know, whether it's sports related or arts or critical services, you know, critical needs, over 1,500 nonprofits are involved this year. And in the past, I mean, the campaign has raised, I mean, up to $20 million for these nonprofits.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's huge. And this year it's May 5th and 6th. So Tuesday and Wednesday, they extended it to 2 days because of, I mean, the challenging circumstances that we're currently in. Nonprofits are traditional sources of fundraising, you know, whether it's events, galas, or, you know, the Sounders, for example, Rave Foundation, you know, soliciting donations at games. You know, no longer are, you know, these nonprofits able to raise money in this way, and which makes Give Big even that much more important, a way to connect not just to their own communities, but on a broader scale throughout Washington.
It's crazy. I mean, you can go from the Pacific Bonsai Museum all the way to human trafficking issues to sports-related community outreach. There, like you say, there is all these different fields where somebody can find something that they connect with, and you can champion your own nonprofit, or you can maybe find a new one that you weren't aware of.
It's givebigwa.org, and I mean, you can go and scroll through. I mean, a great tool to scroll through every nonprofit. See what they're up to, see what they're doing. You can even create a fundraising page. So I have my own personal fundraising page where I can engage my network on behalf of a nonprofit, which is the Rave Foundation this year. And you can set up that page and track your progress of how much money you've raised for that nonprofit, that cause. And it's a great way to have an impact and reach outside of, you know, our quarantine lives right now. Mm-hmm. And I've thought a lot about this and the process that I've gone through of taking care of self first. And we got to make sure that we're healthy. And that in turn, you know, leads to family, friends, our community being healthy as well. And now, you know, it's just a great chance to think a little bit broader and outside of you know, the impact that we can have as individuals being good citizens, but also, you know, thinking about those who maybe need a little bit extra in this time. And it's the nonprofits who are best positioned to reach, you know, those people who need help supporting themselves, critical needs, whether it's food, whether it's rent assistance. I mean, there's nonprofits that have shifted their missions to do that right now. And they need that, you know, they need our support. So it's, you know, it's a cool thing. And I just urge people to go and check it out and see what people are up to, see what they're doing. And it's a great way to engage with the community.
It's so important this year specifically that a new format, it's today and tomorrow. So there's 2 days worth of encouragement that you'll see from people like Roger, from us, from the entire community looking to help raise some money. You can't exist without a community around you when you live in a city like this or really anywhere. And so now is a great chance to think broader beyond just your own needs and understand how the whole thing comes together. What's the goal and how do we help?
Goal is support nonprofits that... Yeah, the community that needs our help right now. How to help? Visit givebigwad.org and see what Give Big is all about. Understand, and then either donate what you can or champion a cause. Set up your own page and engage your network and find ways to support those, you know, in this really, really challenging time. And not just this challenging time, but then also thinking beyond. You know, I think about other organizations that I've been involved with in the past, and I think about Seattle Shakespeare Company, for example, delivering arts to this community and putting on a roadshow in the summertime to go and deliver Shakespeare to, you know, the whole state, who, you know, at schools and for kids who don't necessarily have those resources. And that, I mean, that to me changes lives. And so for Seattle Shakespeare Company, who has had to cancel, you know, their season, who can't hold a fundraiser, are relying on campaigns, are relying on Give Big to raise money to keep the doors open. And so, you know, I think there's so many different ways that we can help. And, you know, thinking about, you know, those in need right now, but then also, you know, what does the future look like? And we're going to continue to rely, and we're going to need probably organizations like Seattle Shakespeare Company even more, you know, coming out of this, as we look to reconnect, as we find ways to you know, find some sort of normalcy. So I think that's those are the biggest things. I, you know, think about how you can help, how you want to make an impact right now, super important, and in the future, and then give what you can. You know, I think that's the biggest message.
And you can give today at givebigwa, that's givebigwa.org. Now, Roger, I can't let you go without talking about something that I'm sure you've talked about a million times till you're blue in the face, but I want to know, you're responsible for these two iconic goal celebrations. I think about them all the time when I'm thinking about Seattle soccer, and they come up all the time, and the imagery and everything. You chopping down Nate Jacua and you diving in, doing the insertion dive off of the ad boards. Are these things rehearsed? Do you come up with them in the moment? Where do they come from? What are you thinking?
Origins of each of those a little bit different. The timber chop was a conversation between Nate and I on the way down. You know, we rarely had a chance to play together because he's 6'4", and I mean a lot bigger than I am. But we played similar roles when we were on the field. But that specific day had a chance to play together, close friend. We're sitting together on the bus on the way down and just chatting about, you know, it'd be really cool to, I mean, stick it to the Timbers if we get a chance. And that was what we came up with. So that was perfect. And then the other, the scuba, was never, we never really talked about it in terms of a goal celebration. But we, you know, used to, do the scuba dive, off the couch, or off the porch, depending on, what time of night it was.
Sure.
And that was, I mean, that was a time when I was living with Taylor Graham, Mike Vecito, Evan Brown, all these, you know, these young guys. I mean, we were playing soccer. We were living a dream. And so that was the scuba dive was a result of just some, you know, young kids kind of messing around. And the having materialized in the way that it did, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what the creative spark for that was, but.
Just one of those in the moment type things that happens, huh? Mm-hmm. That was for your friends, I guess. All right. Yeah.
And a good reminder that we just still need to celebrate the little victories, you know, regardless of how small, and maybe, you know, doesn't seem meaningful, but I mean, that a little bit of celebration goes a long way.
I think about it all the time still. When's the last time you did that? Was that the last occurrence of the scuba dive?
No, I think I've reenacted it a few times. I know, but my most recent celebration was when I, you know, finished one of those planner boxes.
Dive right off the back of that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Roger Levesque from all walks of life here, from being a professional sports star to being a champion for Give Big Day. Thanks so much for taking the time, dude.
Gregor, thanks. Really appreciate it.
You can take action today by hitting up givebigwa.org. Okay, that is an extra long episode of Gregor's End of the Show. Thanks for popping in. I'm just going to put back-to-back news and nerd talk here so that way you can hear anything you might have missed. I'm not scrapping it. This one's just going to go way long. So here's the news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, we start the day with almost 15,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 841 deaths. We lost 7 more people yesterday, and all loss of life is bad, but the number is getting smaller every day, so that's making progress. When can you get a haircut? Such a weird thing that so many people obsess about during the shutdown, but the date looks like June 1st, less than a month to go. Now, for all the people that work at the salons and barbershops and stuff, that sucks. I feel for you. Almost there. Oh, snap. Portland canceled their big naked bike ride thing that they do, and it made me realize there's no way we're having the Fremont Solstice Parade this year, right? And it's naked bike ride? That's a sad reality. Unfortunately, it had to be postponed until 2021. They're going to have a hard time with funding in the meantime, so if you could reach out and help out with the Fremont Arts Council, that would be pretty killer. The government's going to borrow $3 trillion to help cover the costs of the coronavirus. Where do you get that kind of money?
China.
Pike Place flower orders are helping the flower farmers get their pretty bouquets to the moms of the Puget Sound in what they're calling the drive-through flower festival. Trying to make this Mother's Day not as weird as it could be. Orders for this weekend are due by tomorrow.
You just got news.
And from one segment to another, of course Tom Cruise is the one who wants to pull off a crazy movie stunt. Check this out.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Tom Cruise is trying to talk new dad again, Elon Musk, congrats, into filming a movie in space. A team up between Hollywood and SpaceX, and probably dumb old NASA. It's about a flying car on its way to Mars! Go on then. So dumb. I'm sure it'd be about something going wrong and being very stressful and Tom Cruise looking panicked the whole time. But cool. Stressful, but cool. The National Institute of Health has cut funding for a team-up of American and Chinese scientists working to understand how the coronavirus jumps from bats to humans, thus causing pandemics. Yeah, what could go wrong? And finally, an asteroid hurtled past planet Earth last week in one of the closest ever recorded flybys, you know, without hitting us. Close enough, it could have taken out a communication satellite in the geosynchronous ring around the planet. About the size of a school bus, I'm just glad it didn't hit the MTV satellite. Wouldn't want you to miss an all-new episode of Florabama Shore. Hey, as long as my Animal Crossing's okay, I don't care.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hope you have a great day. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Roger for being on the show. And thanks to everyone who donates for Give Big Day. GiveBigWA.org.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.